Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on the latest peace talks between Russia and Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to hold urgent talks with leaders from about 30 countries. The meeting, scheduled for Thursday, aims to support Kyiv's efforts to secure fair terms in a peace agreement ending the war with Russia. President Trump told reporters he had already spoken to the leaders from France, Germany, and the UK, and that...
And we discussed Ukraine in pretty strong words. And we'll see what happens. I mean, we're waiting to hear our answers before we progress.
Zelensky has also indicated the talks were hastily arranged amid President Trump's push for a swift settlement. Meanwhile, Ukraine launched a significant drone attack overnight, affecting flights in Moscow and other Russian cities. According to European leaders, peace talks are at a critical moment. I'm Karen Shemas.
President Trump says the U.S. has seized an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela. Attorney General Pam Bondi wrote that the tanker was involved in illicit oil shipping, supporting foreign terrorist organizations. Venezuela's government called the seizure theft and piracy.
Tensions are mounting between the United States and Venezuela.
As you probably know, we've just seized a tanker on the coast of Venezuela, a large tanker, very large.
President Trump spoke at a White House meeting during a roundtable with business leaders. The seizure was led by members of the U.S. Coast Guard, transported to the tanker by helicopter from the USS Gerald R. Ford, a Navy aircraft carrier. Video posted online by Attorney General Pam Bondi shows people fast roping from one of the helicopters to the deck and moving through the tanker's superstructure with weapons drawn. Bondi says that the ship was sanctioned by the U.S. over its involvement in an illicit oil shipping network supporting foreign terrorist organizations. The unusual move comes a day after a pair of U.S. fighter jets flew over the Gulf of Venezuela and marks an escalation in the administration's campaign of pressure against Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Addressing supporters at a rally in Caracas, Maduro did not address the seizure directly, but said his country is prepared to break the teeth of the North American empire if necessary. Jennifer King, Washington.
A parent of a Kentucky State University student has been charged with murder in an on-campus shooting that killed one student and critically injured another. At a news conference, Frankfort Assistant Police Chief Scott Tracy told reporters they are aware of videos allegedly showing a fight involving the sons of the suspect, but would not say if that was what led to the shooting.
It's really too early in the investigation right now to... really to give any details on what led up to it at this point. A lot of that would just be some speculation. We have collected that video and have that as well.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built. 50 years ago, it's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As an HVAC technician, he and his digital multimeter are in high demand. So when a noisy office HVAC turns out to be a failing blower motor, he doesn't break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product information, he selects the product he needs to keep everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on another interest rate cut.
Chair Jerome Powell signaled the Fed may leave rates unchanged in the coming months.
Conditions in the labor market appear to be gradually cooling, and inflation remains somewhat elevated.
That drew the attention of President Trump.
I mean, this guy, the head of the Federal Reserve, is a stiff.
He wants bigger rate cuts.
He did a rather small a number that could have been doubled, at least doubled.
These readings are higher than earlier in the year as inflation for goods has picked up, reflecting the effects of tariffs.
Powell says the goal remains to get inflation to 2%.
If you get away from tariffs, inflation is in the low twos, right? So it's really tariffs that's causing most of the inflation overshoot.
Three Fed officials dissented from the move, the most dissents in 6 years. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
A federal judge orders the Trump administration to stop deploying National Guard troops in Los Angeles, granting a preliminary injunction sought by California, with the state calling it a victory. But the judge put the decision on hold until Monday, seemingly to give the government time to appeal the ruling. In June, the president deployed thousands of troops to L.A. over Governor Gavin Newsom's objections following violent protests. California officials argue conditions have changed and troops are not needed. The Trump administration says the Guard is needed to protect federal personnel and property, and that they look forward to ultimate victory on the issue. Secret grand jury transcripts from Jeffrey Epstein's 2019 sex trafficking case can be made public following a judge's ruling Wednesday granting the Justice Department's request to unseal material from investigations into the late financier's sexual abuse. U.S. District Judge Richard Berman reversed his earlier decision to keep the material under wraps, citing a new law that requires the government to open its files on Epstein and his longtime confidant, Ghislaine Maxwell. The judge previously cautioned that the 70 or so pages of grand jury materials slated for release are hardly revealing. The Justice Department asked the judges to lift secrecy orders after the Epstein Files Transparency Act, passed by Congress and signed into law by President Trump last month. I'm Julie Walker.
Rivers are raging in western Washington from a powerful atmospheric river that's been drenching the state from way out in the Pacific.
Pulling subtropical moisture from well back towards the dateline.
Greg Galina at the National Weather Service.
This is producing a lot of heavy rainfall. And we're seeing totals over 10, 12 inches.
Nearly 5 trillion gallons of rain have fallen on Washington over the past week. And while Wednesday was expected to be the peak, Galina warns.
All of that rainfall that's been still up in the mountains, it's going to still slowly come down into the rivers. And those rivers will remain swollen through probably most of the week. But then again, we'll probably have another event of heavy rainfall producing towards the weekends.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The man charged with shooting Jets player Chris Boyd on a New York City street on November 16th appeared in court Tuesday. Frederick Green faces attempted murder charges. Prosecutors say he did not enter a plea. Boyd was critically injured but is recovering. Police say the quarterback was shot in the stomach after a night out with two other Jets players, Irvin Charles and Jamian Sherwood. They were outside a Manhattan restaurant at 2 a.m. when a group of men making fun of their clothing approached them, prompting a fight. Surveillance footage allegedly shows Green there. After a search, U.S. Marshals tracked him down in Buffalo. He'd apparently tried to change his appearance by cutting his hair. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks closed near an all-time high on Wall Street after the Federal Reserve cut its main interest rate to support the job market and as hopes built for more cuts next year. The S&P 500 climbed 0.7% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 497 points. That's about 1%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.3%. The Fed's rate cut was widely expected. Some investors said it was encouraging that Fed Chair Jerome Powell didn't seem to rule out the possibility of more rate cuts in 2026. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.16%. Seth Soutel, New York.
Jennifer Shaw, former star on The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, is out of prison and in a community confinement program after serving less than half of her sentence for defrauding thousands of people. A Bureau of Prisons spokesperson confirming that she was transferred Wednesday morning from the federal prison camp in Bryan, Texas, to a program overseen by the Phoenix Residential Reentry Management Office. The transfer means that Shaw is either being held in home confinement or in a halfway house. They would not elaborate for security reasons. The 52-year-old was sentenced to 6.5 years in prison for defrauding people in a telemarketing scam that stretched nearly a decade. Shaw pleaded guilty to a conspiracy charge, apologized, and pledged to pay $6.5 million in restitution once released. That date is set for August 30, 2026. Diana Ross is the headliner for Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, performing free in Times Square for anyone willing to brave the cold and crowds. The pop icon will perform a medley of hits, including I'm Coming Out and Upside Down. The show will feature 39 artists from locations like New York, Las Vegas, and Chicago. The event will air live on ABC December 31st at 8 p.m. and repeat on Hulu. Other performers include Mariah Carey, Post Malone, and Demi Lovato, the hosts in Times Square, Ryan Seacrest and Rita Ora, with Chance the Rapper in Chicago and Rob Gronkowski in Las Vegas. I'm Julie Walker.
Rom-com writer Sophie Kinsella, known for Confessions of a Shopaholic, has died at 55. Kinsella's family announced her passing following a battle with brain cancer. Kinsella, whose real name is Madeline Wickman, revealed her diagnosis in April 2024. She's published 10 Shopaholic novels, starting in 2000, selling over 45 million copies worldwide. Her work was often labeled as chick lits, a term she embraced. Kinsella's books were adapted into films and translated into multiple languages. At the 2009 premiere of Confessions of a Shopaholic, Kinsella said,
"Do you know what? I just wrote it to be a book. I never imagined all this happening. And then the film rights were sold, and I was like, oh my God, amazing. And to see it actually come to the screen is just fantastic."
Her family described her final days as filled with joy, love, and music. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. The Thunder matched the 73-win Warriors with their 24th win in 25 games to open the season after routing the Suns 138-89. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored a game-high 28 points, while Chet Holmgren added 24.
It starts with the standard that we have. It continues with the respect we have for each other.
OKC advanced to the NBA Cup semifinals. The Spurs beat the Lakers 132-119 to also reach the Cup semifinals. College football, former Michigan coach Sharon Moore has been jailed, according to court records. Moore was detained on Wednesday, just hours after he was fired for what the university said was a, quote, inappropriate relationship with a staff member. According to the Washtenaw County Jail, the 39-year-old Moore had been booked into the facility as of Wednesday evening. The jail's records did not provide any information about why Moore was detained or whether any court appearances were scheduled. The Pittsfield Township Police Department said officers took a person into custody after investigating an alleged assault. The police statement did not mention anyone by name. Major League Baseball, the Orioles signed slugger Pete Alonso to a five-year, $155 million deal. An NHL, the Blues signed Dylan Dubé, who was acquitted in the Hockey Canada sexual assault case, to an AHL tryout.
They wanted me.
Philip Rivers wanted one more shot at winning that elusive Super Bowl ring. So the 44-year-old grandfather and Hall of Fame semifinalist is coming out of retirement and rejoining the Indianapolis Colts.
A game I love to play, a game that I thought I was done playing. Certainly, I wasn't really hanging on any hope of playing again.
After signing with the team's practice squad following a season-ending injury to starting quarterback Daniel Jones and another injury to backup Riley Leonard, the 8-time Pro Bowler told reporters he's eager to take his first NFL snap since 2020.
An organization that I really enjoyed being with, Mr. Irsay believing in me in that year in 2020 when it didn't go so good.
Coach Shane Steichen says it's possible Rivers could start Sunday's crucial game at Seattle.
When Daniel went down and then we found out about Riley's knee, we're kind of like, hey, what are we going to do? And me and Chris were talking, we're like, hey, let's call Philip.
Rivers acknowledges.
I know that there's risk involved, obviously, of what may or may not happen, but the only way to find out is going for it.
Asia Wilson stood atop the WNBA again, winning an unprecedented fourth MVP as her Las Vegas Aces earned a third championship in four seasons. For that, she earned the Associated Press Female Athlete of the Year Award for the first time. It's the second consecutive year a basketball player won the award after Caitlin Clark was honored in 2024. A group of 47 sports journalists from the AP and its members voted. Wilson received 17 votes, tennis star Aryna Sabalenka was second with 9, and Paige Beckers was third with 5. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Egypt and Iran, two Middle East nations, the target gays and lesbians, have complained to FIFA over the scheduling of a World Cup soccer match in Seattle that's expected to celebrate LGBTQ+ pride. Leaders in the nation's soccer federations publicly rebuke the idea of playing the match on June 26 at Seattle Stadium. Local organisers say it will include a once-in-a-lifetime moment to showcase and celebrate communities in Washington. Iran says it plans a formal complaint at an upcoming FIFA meeting in Qatar. For its part, Seattle's organising committee responds it's moving forward as planned with the community programming outside the stadium during Pride weekend and throughout the tournament. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has appeared in public for the first time in 11 months. A crowd gathered outside her hotel in Oslo chanted freedom and sang Venezuela's national anthem. Machado waved to supporters on a hotel balcony early on Thursday morning. Her appearance came a day after her daughter accepted the Nobel Peace Prize on her behalf. Machado had been in hiding since January the 9th after being briefly detained during a protest in Caracas. Machado was recognized after mounting the most serious peaceful challenge in years to the authoritarian government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. I'm Karen Chamas.
The daughter of Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado accepted the Nobel Peace Prize in Norway on her mother's behalf.
She wants to live in a free Venezuela, and she will never give up on that purpose.
Ana Corina Sosa added,
that is why we all know, and I know, that she will be back in Venezuela very soon.
Gustavo Tovar Arroyo traveled to Oslo. The Venezuelan human rights activist was forced to flee into exile in 2012. In an interview with the AP, he expressed disappointment that Machado could not receive her prize, but said he did not want her to risk her safety.
We did the best for her to be here as she deserves. But we knew the risk. So it's part of our struggle to fight against a criminal regime.
Machado has been in hiding and hasn't been seen in public since January 9th. Jürgen Vatne Fridnes, chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, had a message for Venezuela's president.
Mr. Maduro, accept the election result and step down.
Audio courtesy, production NRK. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.